before the board and request that the board accept the consent agreement for decree of censure, which has been signed by Mr. Vargas.
Okay, thank you. Board members, do you have any questions about that or discussion or thought?
I would.
Reasonable. This is Jim Love. Madam Chair, this is Jim Love. It sounds reasonable to me.
Okay.
I find I agree with staff's recommendation.
Okay, so Jack, are we looking for a motion to approve the consent?
That would be the first step, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay. So does anyone have a motion? No.
Well, if nobody else can say it, I make a motion that we accept the agreement with the letter of censure.
Decree of censure. Okay.
Yes.
So we have a motion to accept the, oh my God, the words just escaped me. Consent agreement with the decree of censure. Do we have a second to that?
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Jack, if you could roll call vote.
Chairman Kagan.
Aye.
Dr. Easley.
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall.
Aye.
Board Member Love.
Aye.
And Board Member Cota.
Aye. Aye.
Motion
okay.
passes.
That motion passes unanimously. I took the words right out of your mouth, didn't I, Jack?
So I apologize, Madam Chair.
No, that's okay. We were to say the same thing. Okay, what's next, Jack?
The thing is, it's item number two under the same agenda. Agenda item. This is item 4A number two, involves a consent agreement with Jonathan Watson, case number 2020 RCE 0037. I believe Mr. Watson is on the call. If there's any questions, staff, I'm sorry, Beth, if you want to set this up, that would be great.
Sure. Sort of a similar fact pattern as far as procedure from the previous case. At the board's last meeting, the board granted Mr. Watson's request for rehearing or review based upon a notice issue with the previous proceeding. In the interim, myself and Mr. Confer have been in contact with Mr. Watson, who has agreed to resolve this matter with a consent agreement for a decree of censure. I am supporting this consent agreement as a reasonable resolution of this case, and Mr. Watson has indicated his willingness to enter into the consent agreement and has signed it, and the board has in front of it a proposed signed consent agreement by Mr. Watson. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Board members, questions, thoughts, concerns?
No, I'm happy that Mr. Watson participated, took responsibility, and signed the decree of censure. So I'm going to do a motion that we agree to have the decree of censure to Mr. Watson.
Okay, so your motion is that we accept the consent agreement with the decree of censure?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. We will do a roll call vote, and what we're voting on is to accept the decree, the consent agreement, which holds the decree of censure within it. Okay, roll call us, Jack.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Vice President Crawford? I thought I saw he had joined the meeting. Vice President Crawford?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Oh, there he is.
Board Member Brimhall.
Aye.
Dr. Easley.
Aye.
Board Member Love.
Aye.
And Board Member Cota.
Aye.
Okay, that one passes unanimously as well. Okay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And RCP Vargas, thanks for joining us today. That concludes
the
regulatory portion of the agenda. And Madam Chair, I know you're short on time. Do you want me to go through any of this executive director's report, or do you want to push that until July meeting?
If it's not a hardship, I would like to see it pushed to July. If it's something that you feel needs to be addressed right now, then feel free.
I put this on the agenda and so that I could answer any questions about what's going on here at the staff level. Obviously, I haven't done an update on what's going on here in about 2 weeks. So I can send this out separately to the board. I'll give you an update on what the plan is, where we are with licensing investigations and so forth, if you want to.
Okay.
And any questions from any board members on any of this?
No, that sounds reasonable, Jack.
Okay. Vice President Crawford, do you have any questions? Or
no, and I apologize for joining a few minutes late.
I want to, you know, quickly, I just wanted to thank all the board members for getting together on short notice on this. It's appreciated. Thank you. And our Assistant Attorney General, Beth Campbell, did a fantastic job on these consent agreements and negotiating the resolution. So thank you very much, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate the help with that. Thank you.
Yep. So, Madam Chair, I don't have anything else. Did you want to do elections this time? You want to do a quick election? Or do you want to wait?
We can do it if you want.
If this is something that we normally do in January every year, I don't believe it's been done this year. We're required to do an annual election of the chair and the vice chair. There's no formal process for this. And any board member can make a nomination. You can keep existing nomination to keep a existing leadership or make separate nominations. And then we just do a board vote on it.
Okay. Does anyone have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we just keep the same people in place.
Okay. It sounded like somebody else also.
Are you both willing to still be chair and vice chair?
I'm willing. Yeah, I'm willing as well.
Oh, you guys are the best.
There you are.
All right. So do we need to make a motion? And oh, I think Jim made a motion, didn't he?
I did make a motion, yeah.
Okay. So do we need a second for keeping the existing leadership?
I'll second that.
I'll second it. And then do we do a roll call vote, Jack?
You can just do it all in favor.
Okay. So all in favor of keeping the existing leadership for the board, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. That motion passes. Congratulations, Alan.
Very good.
Congratulations to yourself.
I wouldn't congratulate anybody just yet. It's going to be an interesting 6 to 8 months into the legislative session. So thank you for taking care of that. Is there a call to public?
I do have a quick question.
Anybody want to call it?
Sorry, and again, I apologize for joining late. The consent that it did. You know what? I'm looking at the wrong one. Never mind. Excuse me. Continue.
I was just wondering if there's a call to public. Is there anybody on the call from that wants to address the board of anything that's not on the agenda? Hearing none. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it sounds like nobody.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item F. Item is to be placed on a future agenda. Does any board member have an item that they wish to be placed on a future agenda?
Have we had any updates regarding our ombudsman activities?
No. And I offered to send out a update from staff probably by the end of the week, by Sunday, to give an update on all that stuff.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yep.
Last item, Madam President, is G, adjournment.
All right. Well, then I will adjourn this meeting at 11:47. Thank you, board members, for being on here. We appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.